My name is Bob Woodburn, and I've been the facilitator and the designer of the process that this group called the Mayor's Smart Growth Working Committee has gone through for the past 4.5 months. The task was to answer the question of whether or not we needed to look at growth management, and if so, and the answer to that was unanimously yes at this time in our history, to design a process whereby the public could be involved in ways that they haven't been before, and it could be a very comprehensive, very innovative process that's quite inclusive.
Mm-hmm. And now your group has been together for about 4 months now, and you've brought this presentation to council a couple weeks ago, and then tonight they basically ratified that recommendation and said, yes, indeed, we're going to move forward with it. What do you think the significance of that decision is going to be now for the city?
Well, I think it's very significant, and I was very delighted, actually, as this whole group is, who's here with us and who's there tonight in support of it. This group has had a huge, passionate commitment to the process, and I think that was what council caught the flavor of, and they have also decided to be committed to the process as well. And what it means for the city is that people will have a really, really wonderful opportunity to have their voice and their say about how this city should grow and where it should be going in the next few years.
Nice. And I'm just wondering, like, there was a lot of different discussions that happened tonight on different points of agenda and issues about public process and lack of public involvement at different stages. How will this process be innovative in terms of public involvement?
We've got all kinds of really unique ways of getting the public involved and giving them opportunities. People who feel really comfortable talking in groups, there'll be opportunities for them. There'll be opportunities for others who may not feel as comfortable or who would like another venue. We'll be talking with citizens. We'll be talking with special interest groups, with stakeholders, with anyone who we can encourage to come forward. Some of the ways we're encouraging that is we're going to have things like a mobile speakers corner, which is, I think, fairly innovative. We're going to have special places in high traffic centers like malls where people can come in and state their views and see what's going on. It's going to be a two-way communication process with lots of information as it gets gathered and as it gets worked on, being sent back out to the community for comment and coming back in, etc. There'll be community forums, there'll be focus groups, there'll be mayor's tours by bus, by bicycle, by walking, so that people who want to get involved in those can. We want it to be an educational process as well as an awareness raising and an input process.
Good. Now that this is going to be starting, the group right from the onset, my understanding was sort of tried to make this more Guelph-oriented, more unique and creative, and did that by initially just even changing the title of it. I'm quite aware that smart growth is something that started in the States, and this has been quite a sort of a trend within some municipalities across North America. And why was that significant for the group to change the name?
The group would have lots to say about this. but smart growth, the concepts behind smart growth are really sound and really good for community building and community planning. But the name itself was felt to be a little bit of a misnomer. Not that we wouldn't be smart about our growth, because we want to be. Mm-hmm. But it didn't convey all that this group wants it to be, because they want it to be a very extensive process. It also has been a little bit co-opted in some places, where people are now starting to talk about smart growth as a way to get through growth that they want, as opposed to growth that's community-centered, community-driven. So we've changed it. Mm-hmm. Said the future of Guelph, the choice is yours, and that's what we're going to call it, and then we'll see how it eventually ends up out in the front of the public. But it will begin almost immediately, and we'll be into full gear in January.
Okay, and just one more question, and that's just so people know, this is quite a large working group that has been involved in this process, and what's the range of experience that people are bringing to this initial group that's come forward with this recommendation that the council has agreed to tonight?
The range of experience, you mean in terms of this kind of involvement?
Yeah, like just who the members of the working group have been and
it's a huge range of experience. Mm-hmm. In terms of what they do and how long they've lived in the city. There are people on this committee who have been in the city all their life, who are born and raised here. There are people who have only been here for 4 or 5 years, or people only been here for a few months. Most fall into the been here a little bit longer category, mm-hmm. maybe the last 10 years for sure. There are ministers, retired ministers, planners, let's see, who else? Bankers, real estate people, community facilitators and animators, business people, you name it. There's a wide group, but they weren't picked for their sector or for their particular experience or interests or work. They were picked because people thought they would who chose them, that they came from all kinds of members of council, etc., and other people from the public who were just who volunteered their time, because they thought they would have a diverse opinion, and they did. Mm-hmm. It was hugely diverse, but they came together beautifully around the things that we wanted to do.
Super. Well, congratulations, and I won't keep you any longer from celebrating, and okay. We'll talk to you more later, too.
Yes, we will. Great. Thank you very much, Jim.